John and Carmen, the pictures that you've supplied us, you want to take us through them that are up on there on the coasttocoastam.com website, beginning, I guess, with you, John, pointing up the stairway?
The photograph there was taken a few days after I had gone back into the home. I was sitting one night documenting things in the dining room. It was very hot. All the doors and windows were open and everything. And this very foul smell came about, and it started getting very cold. Got up from the table, was walking into the main hallway where the staircase was leading up to the second floor. And something actually started forming. It was very transparent. And the smell at this point in time was so bad I could barely even breathe. And it started descending down the staircase. Now, it was very murky colored, and it was transparent, and it had, the only thing I was ever able to describe with that was like thousands and thousands of these wing-type things flopping behind it. And it descended, and it had basically said, "Do you know what they did to us?" Now, I don't know if I audibly heard that. I don't know if I picked that up that it said it. I don't know. The only thing I know that happened at that point in time was I was to a point where I wanted to get out of that home. I wasn't interested in staying there or having anything to do with anybody. And it was 3 days before I had gone back into their home. And it took a very long time. It took almost 10 years before I actually even talked about the story. And it was a very interesting thing that last fall, Carmen and I were lecturing, and she sat and she looked right at me, and she said, "John, you have never gone into full detail of what actually transpired on that staircase." And she's absolutely right.
Why not, though, John?
To this day, it's one of those types of situations where when you go in very, very deep into those types of things, it's something I chose, I guess, to basically let go. I shared a little bit more with her, and she did everything she could to try and pull it out of me. But it's just one of those things, George, that you don't forget. 18 years ago, this August, that transpired, and it's just something that you just don't forget. And it's one of those things you just like to put in the back of your mind, hoping that you'll never see anything like that again or ever experience anything like that. But, you know, I've even tried several times to sit down and draw this. One of my colleagues, Brendan Keene, was trying to help me on the computer, trying to sketch this out, and we weren't even able to do that. The computer kept crashing. All these crazy things started happening, and I looked right at him, and I said, "Forget it. I don't even want it drawn." And we stopped right there. Brendan turned and looked at me and went, "Okay." And that was really about the extent. And for some reason or another, I've never really been able to answer it, but it just took me a very long time to even really go as far as I'm going right now, George, talking about that whole incident.
Carmen, is your family okay now?
Yes, they're doing great. I've been blessed with 9 grandchildren, and all of my children are doing very well. They're successful and very happy.
No nightmares?
They have very few memories. I don't believe this experience was intended for my children. I think it was more for me, because they have just forgotten all about it. They don't remember much. They are sensitive. They do recognize a ghost when they go into a building that is haunted. They do recognize evil, because once you've been touched by the evil that we experienced in that house, George, it's something you never forget, and you recognize it in an individual. You recognize it in a home. Our building.
Well, you never forget. Do you want to forget? Would you like to?
No. I don't want to forget. What I did to my children by not believing in them will always affect me. I don't ever want another child to have to experience what my children experienced alone. I want parents to have what I didn't have. I want them to have a knowledge. I want them to have a vocabulary. I didn't even know what to call that thing. I didn't have a vocabulary. I didn't believe in that. I was very grounded, and my feet were on the on the ground, and I didn't believe in any of this far out stuff that I now believe in. And I punished them, and I tormented them, and I will never forgive myself for that. And
now,
I don't ever want to forget it.
Okay,
and
now, what has happened to the funeral home again, Carmen?
Pardon?
What's happened to the old funeral home?
It's still there. The same man owns it, and he takes care of it.
Is he leasing it to other people?
Yes, he is. But we did have an exorcism in the home, and no one else has had any experience. I wouldn't hesitate to go back in there.
So, but you think you might have cleaned it?
I didn't, but the priest did. You know, I think the priest, there were three that came in, along with deacons and other people, and they spent 4.5 hours cleansing it. And I believe that, I know it never felt as clear after that. Before that, that it did after they finished.
Do people believe you when they hear this story?
I think if they see my eyes, most of them believe me. I've never had anyone that was in the room with me not believe me. But on a radio show or something of that nature, I've had a lot of people that did not believe me.